Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks, has told a tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, that indeed he was behind that attack and at least 28 other attacks. Mohammed is considered the senior-most al-Qaeda leader in U.S. custody. He testified in front of a closed tribunal on Saturday, but the transcript of that hearing has only been released in the past few hours. NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz has read the transcript, and he joins us now on the line. And Guy, from what I've seen of the transcript, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed admits to having had a hand in nearly every al-Qaeda plot, even since the first attempt to bomb the World Trade Center in 1993.
Well, that's what it does seem like, Robert. He's now saying he was behind about 28 terrorist plots, including some that never got off the ground. He listed some plots that I think most listeners would never have known of. The Library Tower in Los Angeles, the Plaza Bank in Seattle, the Empire State Building in New York. Of course, he admitted to being involved in planning the September 11th attacks, but he also admitted involvement in the so-called shoe bomber plot of 2001. That was the foiled plan by the alleged al-Qaeda operative Richard Reid from Britain. Mohammed also told the tribunal he was involved in the 1993 World Trade Center bombings. That's on top of assassination attempts against Pope John Paul II and Pakistani President Musharraf. Now, what's interesting is that in this hearing, prosecutors introduced evidence as well that a computer that was seized when Mohammed was captured back in 2003 also included some key information about some of the 9/11 hijackers like Mohammed Atta and even letters from Osama bin Laden. And by the way, in his opening remarks to the tribunal, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed pledged his allegiance to Osama bin Laden.
Now, just to check here, the schemes which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed takes credit for in this hearing at Guantanamo, they all did unfold before he was in U.S. custody?
That's correct, yeah. He was captured in Pakistan at the end of 2003. The shoe bomber plot was planned, and the attempted execution of that was in 2001. So if, in fact, he was involved in all these plots, the timeline does seem fairly accurate.
Why is he explaining all this now?
Well, he actually spoke last Saturday to a closed tribunal at Guantanamo Bay. He's going through a process that's called a CSIRT. It's a Combatant Status Review Tribunal. And the Pentagon is trying a total of 14 so-called high-level detainees, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And basically, these tribunals are designed to determine whether these detainees will be classified as enemy combatants. So it's sort of a prerequisite step, if you will, before a trial is held. And I should add that these 14 high-level detainees, all of them were brought to Guantanamo last September from CIA prisons all over the world.
Well, what would happen, say, to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed if he is now declared an enemy combatant?
Well, that's not entirely clear. At that point, if he's declared an enemy combatant, he can be held indefinitely without trial. But ultimately, the Pentagon insists that all of these enemy combatants will be tried and will be tried in a public forum.
NPR defense correspondent Guy Raz, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.